Hi, I'm Pastor Fisher, Bible teacher on Teaching Bible Radio. We believe that the prisons in America, which are really full at this time, are places sometimes where God allows people to go in order to get their attention, in order to share the gospel with them. And so we've taken a lot of time to spend time speaking with people in prison in that situation, to share with them the life-giving message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's interesting that sometimes people have to be in a situation of that sort in order for God to get their attention. And so we take time to go in and share the gospel with people whose hearts have been prepared to receive the life-saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. You can partner with Straight Gate Ministries by giving us a call at our toll-free number 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253. And leave a voicemail, make a tax-deductible donation to help us with this vital ministry. These are sometimes our sons and our daughters, nieces, nephews, cousins, friends, co-workers, people who sometimes need a wake-up call. And sometimes, through the ministry of Jesus Christ, people are brought back to life and restored into the goodness of God, and blessings and mercy come upon them as a result of the gospel. But this is the way to do something about the problem of crime and make the world a better place, one soul at a time. Listen in today. We're going on with our series From the Prisons, and this is Teaching Bible Radio, and I am Pastor Fisher. Send me an email at radio@teachingbible.org.
Father, accept the name of Jesus Christ. But think about this. This is something that God willfully did for you. He did all of this for me and for you so that we can know for sure that we are clean and forgiven of our sin. And he did it because he loves us. He sent the church into the world to preach the message. That's why I'm here tonight. I want to let you know that no matter what you have done, no matter how deep the level of your sin, if you repent, which means to turn away from living the way you've been living and turn to God, that God has given his son, put your trust in the work that Jesus Christ has done, God will forgive you and cleanse you of all your sin. Simple as that. Believe that God has raised him from the dead and you shall be saved. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says, if thou wilt confess with thy mouth Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Promise from God. See that? So that's the good news, and I want you to know that for sure. Look at what God did, back to my initial statement, in order to save us and cleanse us from our sin. And you know what? He did it. You don't have to worry about, is it done well enough? Jesus did it all by himself. He did everything necessary to make you clean, to give you the free gift of salvation.
Teaching Bible Radio.
Welcome to Teaching Bible Radio, the radio ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri. Featuring pastor teacher Landis Fisher, exploring your world through the Word of God. Let's join our teacher for another thought-provoking adventure from the Bible, which is available in its entirety online at teachingbible.org. Here's our teacher, Pastor Fisher.
You know, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have touched with our own hands, and we heard him with our own ears, and our hands have handled him. See, John was one of the witnesses of the coming of Messiah, the first advent of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Then he goes on to say, basically, that even though he was equal with God, like it says, and also in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He was equal with God the Father from the beginning, but he humbled himself and took upon him the form of a servant and was found in fashion as of a man. In other words, when you saw him, even though he was equal with God, you would have thought he was an average man just like me and you. You see what I mean? But yet he humbled himself and didn't cling on to that equality with God the Father, took upon himself a human body, was born into the world from a woman's womb, just like me and you, you see, and came into the world, except he was spotless and without sin. See, and he lived his entire life from the womb to the tomb and never offended God the Father at all. Did you know that? All of that is right here in the book. Jesus Christ is the only one who ever did that, a human being who came into the world, was born just like me and you, and went through his entire life, never offended God. He fulfilled all of the precepts of the book of the law. He did everything exactly right. And then he offered himself upon the cross in order that he might die and take the penalty for all of our sins, in order that he might give us the righteousness of God. Did you know that? That Jesus Christ earned righteousness for you, whoever you are, no matter what you have done. And the only way we can be clean is to trust in his name. So basically what I want you to see is in that verse that we quoted, which was Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added to you. If you get right with God first, think about what God did. That's what I said. I want you to think about what he did in order to make you clean and to give you perfect righteousness. In other words, to declare us not guilty. That's what it means to be justified. You hear that word in the Bible, to be justified by faith. What does that mean? That means we come before the Most High Judge, God Almighty himself, trusting in his Son. And because of our faith in his Son, he says, you are not guilty. And he releases you to be free from all your sin and from the penalty for your sin. And that's what we call the gospel. That is the good news, that God did all that for you. Now, you might ask, why would he do that for me? That's what I used to ask. And the reason is because he loves you. See, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. See, so that's a love story. The Bible is a love story. It's about the love of God for sinners like me who could not help themselves. You see that? It's about the love of God for sinners like you. All of us need Jesus Christ, everyone. There is nobody who can get by and escape the judgment of God without Jesus Christ, not a soul. A lot of people might tell you they can, but don't you believe it? The Bible says, no, there's none righteous. There's not even one. See, you know what? I think he put that there's not even one in case somebody said, oh, except me. Nope, no, not one. See, Romans 3:10 said there is none righteous. No, not one. See, so if somebody want to say except me or except him or except her, no, no, no. God says no, not one. There is none righteous. Everyone needs to be saved, simply put. If we want to flip that over and put it into some other language, we could say that God says everybody on earth needs a savior. There isn't a soul that's ever been born who does not need a savior. Everybody who has been born does need a savior. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus. How many of you have read in John chapter 3 where Jesus is talking with a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus who came to him by night? And he says, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do the signs that you do except God be with him. You know, and then Jesus answered the question that he really had in his heart. He says that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. For that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, he must be born again. See, everybody who has been born has been born in the flesh. All of us are born in the flesh. Everyone born in the flesh needs to be born again of the spirit. See, and so Jesus came in order to make it possible for all of you and people like me who don't deserve to be saved to be cleansed from our sin. See, and only that's God's only way of cleansing anybody on earth from their sin, according to the Bible. You want to know where to say that? All kinds of places. The book of Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says there is salvation in no one else, for there's no other name under heaven which has been given among men whereby we must be saved. See, no one anywhere, no other name under heaven is acceptable to God the Father except the name of Jesus Christ. But think about this. This is something that God willfully did for you. He did all of this for me and for you so that we can know for sure that we are clean and forgiven of our sin. And he did it because he loves us. He sent the church into the world to preach the message. That's why I'm here tonight. I want to let you know that no matter what you have done, no matter how deep the level of your sin, if you repent, which means to turn away from living the way you've been living and turn to God, that God has given his Son, put your trust in the work that Jesus Christ has done, God will forgive you and cleanse you of all your sin. Simple as that. Believe that God has raised him from the dead and you shall be saved. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says, if thou wilt confess with thy mouth Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Promise from God. See that? So that's the good news, and I want you to know that for sure. Look at what God did, back to my initial statement, in order to save us and cleanse us from our sin. And you know what? He did it. You don't have to worry about, is it done well enough? Jesus did it all by himself. He did everything necessary to make you clean, to give you the free gift of salvation. Salvation is a free gift given by God. That's why Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added to you. See, I don't need my righteousness. I need his righteousness. Once I receive his righteousness, he will intervene in my life and begin to change all kinds of things. And he'll begin to correct problems that I've had all the way from the womb up until the time I received him. See, and he'll do that for you. He's no respecter of persons. The Bible says that nobody has a greater advantage with God than anyone else. So whoever you are, all you need to do is embrace the free gift. If you desire to be saved, express that in your own heart to God, and God will save you. I promise you. I think I saw a hand back here. This brother may have a question. Speak up. Noah himself, the Bible says, found grace in the eyes of God. That's Genesis 6, verse 3. I think it is. Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Everybody that's ever been saved was saved by grace. It says in Genesis 15, verse 6, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. You see that? Look at Genesis 15, 6. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him. And he came into the flesh to fulfill the promises that he had made in order to put away sin once and for all. Look at it this way. Sin is a global problem. There isn't a person on earth anywhere who does not have a problem with sin. Did you ever think of it that way? It's a global problem because everybody born of Adam has a problem with sin. You know who that is? Everybody on the planet. And so it was of such a magnitude and a great proportion that only God could deal with the problem. So God already had a plan how he was going to deal with the problem in eternity past. It was decided in the Godhead between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit how they were going to deal with the problem of sin. All the way from the foundation before the earth was ever created and before Adam ever sinned. Now you want to know, how do I know that? It says so in the Bible. It says so in the book of Ephesians chapter number 1 verse 4 that God chose us in him from the foundation of the world. See that? So God already knew everything Satan was going to do. He knew how mankind would fall into sin. He knew that nobody could save themselves by their own good works. And he prepared a way of salvation. He began to broadcast that and publish it even in the Word all the way from the days of Moses clear on up until the time that Jesus Christ was born. Moses wrote the book of the law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, those first five books of the Bible, 1,600 years before Jesus was born. Did you know that? 1,600 years before the birth of Christ, he wrote all those first five books, and then other prophets wrote all the way up until 400 years before Jesus was born. The last prophet is Malachi, who wrote in the Old Testament, and they all prophesied the Messiah, the coming one, the Savior of the world. You see? And so God merely kept the promises that he had made over all that time. He had began the promises even before then. We wouldn't know about Abraham and Noah and all those people if Moses hadn't written it down. You see what I mean? Because Moses, he writes what I like to call retroactive prophecy. Moses went back and wrote down everything from the creation of the world to the destruction of the world by the flood, to the calling of the Gentiles, which were made up of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, Japheth, Noah and his wife and their wives, eight people who repopulated the whole earth after the flood. And then he talks about how Abraham was called out of the seed of Shem, one of the sons of Noah. In Genesis chapter 12, he separated Abraham from the Gentiles, Abraham himself being a Gentile.
Teaching Bible Radio is listener-funded radio. Write us at P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri 63145. Call us toll-free 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253. Or visit us online at teachingbible.org, a ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri.